If you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to Acts chapter 1 today. We are still in the arena of spiritual gifts. And although this may seem a little off-centered from spiritual giftedness, I believe it fits very well. You recall that over our last few weeks of being together talking about spiritual gifts, we're talking about bearing fruit. We're talking about using our talents. We're talking about every spiritual gift being vitally important. And so today I want to turn to Acts 1, changing direction just a little bit, but yet nonetheless looking at this giftedness called being witnesses. Acts chapter 1, our time is fleeting, so I'm going to jump right to chapter 1, verse 4. I think you know the setting. This is Jesus speaking. Of course, the first few verses are Luke making his opening statement. But this is Jesus in the presence of his disciples. He has been with them for 40 days. There's 10 days now gap between he's going to ascend to heaven today and he will wait because he's going to send the Holy Spirit. And so this is the setting here. Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, that's Jesus with the disciples, his followers, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Jesus is just reminding them, I've told you about the Holy Spirit and he's coming. Wait in Jerusalem till he comes. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? You see, that was a legitimate question. Because all along, for the 3 years, as they walked the dusty paths of Galilee, they suspected he would establish the kingdom, take control, so to speak. That didn't happen. He died. He went to the tomb. He rose again. He's been intermittently with them, off and on, for 40 days. And so it's a legitimate question. Lord, is it now that you're going to restore the kingdom? Here's what he says. It's not for you to know times or season which the Father has put in his own authority. Verse 8 is the emphasis of this morning. But, and I believe this message is relevant for us today, friends, or I wouldn't be sharing it. And so we get these conversations going. We say the time is near. The signs are there. The coming is imminent. It is very, very near. And yet we're reminded of these words of Jesus here. It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his authority, but here's where he challenged them. Here's where he challenges us. Verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Question number one. How many of you realize you have a spiritual gift? Okay, that's kind of why we're doing this spiritual giftedness. If I've told you this over the last course of time, if we have trusted Christ as Lord, the Holy Spirit has come into us and taken up residence in us, and he has blessed us with a gift to be used for God's glory and the unifying of the body. How many of you are using it? Don't be bashful. How many of you are using your gifts? Good, that's good, there's some. How many of you here this morning, including myself, I've asked myself this question along as I've been preparing this, have shared Jesus Christ with someone, talked about Jesus with someone, told someone your Jesus story in the last week? How many? Good for you. Good for you, so have I. How about the last month? That'll get some more of you involved. Good. In the last year, I hope that a lot of us have talked about Jesus to somebody. You see, friends, Pastor Jeff Ogden was here the other day. He did some training, evangelism training for some of us. And he was telling us as he started the evangelism training that he was asked, he's in Fargo there, he's near the First Assemblies of God church, which is a big church in Fargo. And he was asked by the First Assemblies there, brothers, to come and minister to the men's group. And he went down to this church, very large church, and there was 30 plus men assembled that day. And Brother Jeff, whom a lot of you know, he's been here before, challenged them with the same question. How many of you, he was talking to believers in a big church, how many of you have shared your faith with somebody in the last week? And he got almost no hands. Here's the thing, Jesus followers. You see what Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8? You're going to receive power. You say, Jim, I thought that was just for disciples. This is for Christ followers, of which we are part. Hallelujah. Anybody blessed and glad to be a Christ follower? Amen. That's good news. And Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. And so Jeff challenged the men that day, and he challenged us in our evangelism training. This is our first gift, to be witnesses for Jesus. You know what I've been thinking about over the last few days? When we get challenged in everyday life by our boss, by our coworker, by our spouse, by our family, by our neighbor, when we get challenged, what does our witness look like? When we get misused and mistreated and downright abused, taken advantage of, then how is your witness looking? Because you see, that's what he has called us to do, brothers and sisters, to be his witnesses. It's easy to be his witness for an hour on Sunday morning. Amen? It's pretty easy to be his witness when we're right here for an hour. It's not quite so easy on Monday morning when your boss or your coworker or your neighbor has wronged you. But Jesus has challenged his church. Our first gift is to be witnesses for Jesus. And so my life, my words, my actions, my dealings should reflect Jesus. And when we have a chance, words will be necessary to tell what Jesus has done in my life. You see, Brother Jeff challenged us that day. He said this, if we are not being his witnesses as he commanded, we're probably not using the rest of our spiritual gifts either. He could be right. I've thought about it over the last month since he challenged us that way. And I've concluded with this. And if you remember nothing else, remember this, friends. You see, followers of Jesus talk about Jesus. Okay? He's important to us. Followers of Jesus, we should be talking about Jesus. It can come up in everyday conversation, in my everyday workplace, in working on the farm, and working in the factory, in the home, visiting a neighbor at the hospital, wherever we're at. Jesus followers talk about Jesus. That's what he says, you shall be my witnesses. No matter what our calling in life is, you shall be his witnesses when you've trusted Christ as Lord. Jesus has gifted us to tell our story, to be living witnesses in everyday life for him. He's called us to be witnesses. I'm reminded of Peter and John later on in Acts when they're chastened by the Pharisees and said, stop talking about Jesus. And their reply was, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Friends, is that what motivates you? We can't help but talk about Jesus because of what he's done in my life or ours. We can't help go through this pathway of life bringing up Jesus and what he's done. Oh, Sherry and I had such a good time last weekend over at our friends at Hinckley. And I told, and we want to tell every person we encountered the good things that God has done. That's who Jesus' followers are. When you're tested and when you're tried, do you reflect Jesus? That's when your witness is really going to count. When the Holy Spirit of God comes into our lives, friends, we can't help be talking about Jesus. My buddy Jeff, who's here with us again this morning, I've told you about him. He saved my life in the pool a whole long time ago. He gave his heart and life to Jesus here a couple of months ago. And he's inviting all kinds of people to church since. Why? Because Jesus has taken up residence in his life and he means something to him. He can't help but talk about Jesus because he's taken up residence in his life. Bob Brown was telling me the other day, he was up to the bank and he started telling the person, God has blessed me. God has blessed me. And he just started talking about Jesus. Friends, that's being witnesses. She changed the subject. But it didn't stop him from talking about Jesus. That's what witnesses, that's what Jesus followers do. We talk about Jesus. Wasn't it Jesus who said in Matthew 12:34 when he was talking to the vipers, the Pharisees, who he called brood of vipers, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Is Jesus important to us? Because if he is, we will be his witnesses. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Yes, I can talk about fishing, I can talk about the weather, I can talk about the calf prices, and I can talk about the job. I can talk about a million other things, but Jesus followers, at some point, we got to get back in the conversation to Jesus. We are his witnesses. And if, friends, I believe Jeff is right, if we're not using that gift to tell the world around us the good news about Jesus, just tell your story, what Jesus has done for you, then we're probably not using our other gifts either. Our spiritual challenge, our spiritual gift challenge, I believe, for today is really quite simply this. If he's really real to us, if he really matters, I don't mean just for an hour on Sunday morning. Friends, if that's all he matters to us, we need to get right with Jesus. We need to get serious with him today. If that's all he matters to us, we need to get right with him today. But our spiritual gift challenge, I believe, for today is this. If he really matters to us, Jesus' followers, then are we talking about Jesus? Are we telling people about Jesus? Sherry and I had the chance to go up and see a good friend of ours, known him for a long, long time. He ain't doing too good. We just found out the other day when we got home, he was in the hospital, and we went up to see him. And I just knew in my heart and knew in my mind, at some point I had to say, Jerry, how are you with Jesus? That's where our conversation's got to take us, friends. Because a world is dying around us. Some of them don't know Jesus. I'm not saying we're any better than anybody else. I'm saying if we've got the Master who's taken up residence in us, we've got something to share. Amen? If Christ is living in us because we've repented of our sin and invited him into our life, we have something to share. We have some good news. And he has said, you shall be my witnesses. So our conversations in everyday life need to come back to Jesus. Let me close with this because our time is about done. Jesus wants his church, his followers, to be witnesses in everyday life. Not just for an hour on Sunday morning. In our actions, when we deal with people, in our words, he's called us to be witnesses in everyday living so that people can see you are salt and you are light, so that people can see for nothing else what good things we have to say about Jesus. How about we start inviting our neighbors to church? How about we start inviting our coworkers to church? And when they say why or no, guess what? That gives you a chance to tell them about Jesus. That gives you a chance to tell them your story. How about the next time we've been wronged, we treat them like Jesus would be? When Jesus reminded us in the Sermon on the Mount, pray for them that despitefully use you. How about our everyday living start reflecting Jesus? And so that the world that hurts around us might see something different in you, might see a peace about you when you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, or you're going through a difficult time, because the Prince of Peace has taken up residence in you. It will give you opportunity to be His witness, I guarantee it. When you live with Jesus and walk with Him and really live as His witness, you will have opportunity to be His witness. You will have opportunity to tell the good news, what Jesus has done for you. While we're singing this song, if you have a burden on your heart, or you're not even sure you know Christ as Lord, I want to pray with you today. Loved ones and neighbors have died all around us in the last week. Friends, if you're not right with Jesus today, make sure you know where you're going forever. Make sure you've got the Son of God taking up residence in your life. If you're not sure, I'd like to pray with you today.